We're going to take a look at a small piece, or a piece of a larger piece of something from Moshe Shapiro on the 3 weeks. The idea of destruction that we have coming up, unfortunately, of the 3 weeks. So share this idea, profound insight. The Gemara tells us in Tainus that there were five negative events that happened, five tragedies that happened on Shavuos HaVetamos, and five that happened on Tisha B'Av. So just to review the ones that we have on Shavuos HaVetamos, it says that Nishtabra Haluchos, the Luchos were broken, Batal HaTamid, the daily continual offering stopped, Hukva Ha'ir, then the Yerushalayim was breached, and Sarf Apostamos is a Torah, and then Apostamos went and burned the Torah, and Hemet Selam Behechal, they put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. So those are five things. We're not going to go in depth in these things at all, but just understand why is it five. And then on Tisha B'Av, there was another five. So there's five and then five. Well, that makes 10. So what is the significance over here? We understand what 10 is. What is the element of five? We know that in the realm of 10, 10 represents certain aspects of creation, that Hashem created the world in 10 utterances. And then there was also the 10 makos. And then there's also the Aseres Hadibros. All those things related to recreating the world. The question is, where does five actually fit in over here? And as you'll notice, it's not five, it's five and five, which actually make 10. Keep note of that idea, because note for us that in order for us to have this Bein HaMetzarim, which is in the straits of the 3 weeks, it really is 10. It's just bookended of five and five. So it's important that you understand that when it comes to the realm of creation being 10, when it comes to the realm of destruction, it's also 10, but it's going to be split with five and five. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, the Maharal explains that the number five parallels the hands, fingers on the hands, meaning five of Shavuos HaVetamos, five of Tisha B'Av relate to one hand versus the other hand. But he says on a deeper level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the letter Hey. How do we know this, that he created the world with the letter Hey? So the Pasuk says, Eila todos Hashemayim v'aretz b'hi baram. The Gemara learns in Menachos, this is the heaven and earth that Hashem created, b'hi baram. So Gemara says, b'hi baram is b'hei baram. Hashem created them with the letter Hey. So creation of the world begins with the letter Hey, and that's this physical world is the letter Hey. Hey itself is a Hebrew word, not just the letter, but Hey itself is a Hebrew word. Yosef uses it in Bereishis, where he says, Vayomer Yosef Alam, Hey Lachem Zera. Go take for yourself food. Here's a seed for you. Hey means here, go take. For those of you that are learning Sukkah, you might have already learned this idea as well, but I think it's later on in Sukkah. There's a word called Heilach. Heilach means Hey and Lach. Here is for you. Go and take this. So the idea of Hey means here. Something that's given over to you. I want you to be able to do something with it. Which means that Hey is the concept of Hashem giving existence to everything. Creation exists because of the concept of Hey. Which means Hashem says, I create you with Hey. And therefore means I'm giving you existence, go ahead and take it. Like the word Heilach. So what does that actually mean? So Moshe Shapiro says, if you look at what the letter Hey is formed as we know the letter Hey, I'll draw it your way. Here's the letter Hey. The letter Hey has two distinct parts to it. It has the Yud at the bottom, and then it has the Dalet at the top that surrounds that Yud. What makes it a Hey is, in fact, that it's not connected. If you would connect it, it would potentially be a Resh, it would potentially be a Ches. What makes it a Hey is the fact that they're actually disjointed parts. And so therefore, what actually makes it a Hey? The space in the middle, or that blank space between the top and the little leg, that's ultimately what makes it a Hey. Therefore, he says, letter Hey, which has a center point, surrounded by two lines and the Yud, right, the Dalet and the Yud, that has two aspects of being, existence and presence. What does that mean for us? Well, we'll explain the idea as follows. He says that the Vilna Gaon explains that whenever you're dealing with the physical aspect, the development of an object, there's a point, dot, that transforms into a line. That's something that's more explicit. That line can transform into an area, which then, when brought out, creates a three-dimensional reality. So the Vilna Gaon explains that you need depth in order for something to actually exist. Otherwise, it's just simply theory. It's a 2D image, just simply a comic. Okay? The third dimension allows for something to expand in all directions. So the letter Hey represents in the middle the presence of something. the presence of an object, aside from the fact that it's these two lines, it's the presence of an object. It's the revelation of the third dimension. The four directions that the perpendicular lines of the letter He represent are the extrusion of an object into three-dimensional space, which are now area and depth. What does that actually mean for us? Take home, unless you're doing math over here, Hashem created the world with the letter He. Creating the world with the letter He means He didn't just simply create, He enabled the existence to expand. And therefore, He gave us creation that exists in themselves and reveal themselves in a usable manner. That's ultimately what it means. It's not just simply things that are there, but it's an object that takes on three-dimensional space. So therefore, creation represents the concept of building and expanding. Olam Chesed Yibana, that's the concept of building. Whereas destruction itself takes something which expands and breaks it down. It ceases to exist and no longer is in existence anymore. Interesting to note that to build means is a concept of chaber, chet beis resh, to bring things together, and to destroy is charav, is actually the same letters, just moving them around. Interesting point that's made over here. What Hashem did was, He said, I created the world with the letter He, which is five, and so therefore the destruction of the world will begin with the letter He. It's not just something that happened to the Jewish people. Fundamentally, the entire world suffers and is changed once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and everything happens. So Hashem says, I created with five, therefore destruction begins with five, and that is ultimately what Shavasar B'Talmud is all about. Just like existence was given in the five ways, it was taken to us in the five ways. So as we mentioned in the beginning, that creation is really 10 utterances, 10 commandments. So too, when it comes to destruction, it's the same, but it cannot happen actually all together at once. It has to be separated. And that's what we have at Bein HaMetzarim in the bookends. First, you have it on Shavasar B'Talmud. Important to note, I believe it's Avni Nezer that says that the 3 weeks that we have of destruction, Shavasar B'Talmud, all the calamity, if you count the days, really 21 days, those are supposed to be another holiday. That was supposed to be parallel, the days of Rosh Hashanah, all the way to Sukkot. Supposed to be another set of holiday that was going to exist back then, but because of the things that we did, that was actually taken away from us. So really, I believe maybe it was supposed to be either Shavuos or something else was supposed to be moved to that area, and that was supposed to be a time of actual recreation, but instead became a time of destruction. But we have this concept of here that just as He built, He also destroys. In our case, we see it as destruction in the beginning, destruction end, which ultimately comes out to 10, which is how you see it parallel to 10 utterances and everything else, but it has to be separated because we don't want the totality of destruction. Therefore, Hashem separates this idea for us.